In a nationwide address Monday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the federal government would take a larger role in obtaining vaccines for Indian states. He said the government of India will buy 75% of the total vaccine production from vaccine manufacturers and give it free to the state governments. According to the New York Times, less than 4% of Indians have been fully vaccinated. India's health ministry on Monday reported 100,636 new COVID-19 infections. That was the lowest tally in 61 days. There were just over 2,400 deaths in the previous 24-hour period. In Uganda, citizens began a 42-day pandemic lockdown Monday, including the closing of schools and universities, and suspended public gatherings, including in churches and mosques. Public transportation will be suspended starting on Thursday. The country has seen an uptick in cases in recent weeks, and officials say the current wave is impacting people 20 to 39 years of age. The global count of COVID-19 cases reached 173.4 million on Monday, and this according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The United States stepped up pressure Monday for a peaceful resolution to Cameroon's conflict between state forces and English-speaking rebels, imposing visa restrictions on people believed to be undermining efforts to end the crisis. Cameroon's two western Anglophone regions have been gripped by fighting since 2017 as the rebels try to break away from the predominantly Francophone government. More than 3,500 people have died and 700,000 people have been displaced in the violence. Announcing the visa sanctions, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States was deeply concerned by the continued insecurity and called for both sides to negotiate for peace. The Secretary of State did not say which individuals might be affected by visa restrictions. Marissa Melton, VOA News.